Confederate flags on campaign signs, allegations of broken laws. That's right, it must be less than a week until a contentious election. Democrat Linda Salcena, who's running for Hillsborough County Commission, has printed up yard signs with the stars and bars from the Confederate battle flag and the name of her main opponent, Republican Ken Hagan.
I think it's disgusting. And again, I think it's a desperate attempt, and it's pretty sad that campaigns have to get down in the gutter. But Ms. Salcena has no alternative. She's polled. She knows where she's at, and they don't have any choice but to go on the attack and do things of this nature. And it's pretty pathetic, but desperate people do desperate acts.
But Salcena says the Confederate flag sign fairly represents how Hagan's policies affect African Americans.
The sign is a yard sign with the Confederate flag on the background and then words that say, "Ken Hagan honors Confederate Memorial Day," and a quote from the Tribune that says, "I don't see anything wrong with signing it." Ken Hagan has never cared about Tampa's black community in his role in public life. And suddenly, because he's now running countywide, he is acting like he is their new best friend. And it's really not true. And I wanted to use this bold an image to share with them where his true sentiments lie, that for many of his years of service on the county commission, he supported Confederate Memorial Day every year.
A Salcena campaign worker accuses Hagan of tearing down these signs this afternoon at the College Hill Library early voting location. Mabel Smith wears an orange T-shirt with Linda Salcena's campaign logo on it.
Ken Hagan got out the truck with his son, and the pole sign where his name at, he took down this sign and turned the sign and had it, gave it to his son, and he took it, and I told him he could not have the sign. He said, "That's me you talking about." I said, "Sir, you can't have that sign." Then he went over there and talked to the supervisor of elections who doing the area, and he came back and he threw the sign on the ground. And he threw the sign on the ground. He even threw that one on the ground. And his son asked him, "What does that sign mean?" He told his son he'd tell him when he get bigger.
Because of this, Salcena says she may file an ethics complaint.
Our campaign is very concerned that Ken Hagan would come and destroy some campaign signage, and we are planning to file an ethics complaint if what I've heard secondhand and I hear directly proves out.
Hagan admits taking the sign and walking with it from the street right-of-way toward the entrance of the polling location.
No, I wanted to follow the proper procedure, so I took off a sign off a stand. I walked over to the gentleman who worked for the supervisor of elections office, and I said, "What's the proper procedure here as far as filing a complaint?" Or I said, "This is offensive. What can you do about it?" And he said all he does is enforce the 100-foot distance requirements there, and he doesn't have the authority to do anything else. And so after a brief conversation, I just thanked him and walked back over, gave the sign back to Ms. Salcena's campaign worker, and left.
Jimmy Wright Sr. works for the Hillsborough County Supervisor of Elections at the College Hill Library polling location. In this exchange, Wright speaks with Linda Salcena about what happened when Ken Hagan brought one of the Confederate flag signs up to the door of the polling site.
"My main concern is what I got to stay focused with. Everybody stay outside the 100-foot markers where I had those cones. Other than that, that's it."
So he walked in with a sign, and you said you can't bring a campaign sign within
right.
100 feet.
Right.
And which was it the campaign sign with the stars and bars on it?
It was one with the, that they have outside. In the, yeah, one of those kinds.
The Confederate kind.
Yeah.
He was in his hands.
Travis Abercrombie, the public information coordinator with the Hillsborough County Supervisor of Elections, says Hagan's actions don't appear to be a violation of election rules, but Hagan might have broken criminal law.
"It's not a violation of the election laws. It sounds like it could be criminal mischief. I'm no lawyer or anything like that, but again, there were no election laws violated."
There's a disagreement between Hagan and the Salcena campaign worker, Smith, about whether this was the only sign Hagan disturbed.
"He didn't put the sign back. He threw it down, and then he went over there. The sign we got over there, he threw that, put it in his truck, then he threw it down, and I went back and put it back up, and he left. And he tried to get his worker to pick up the sign, but his worker wouldn't pick it up. He wouldn't move the sign."
"There's no tearing down of signs. All their signs were there. I think there were two in the ground, and one gentleman was holding a sign. But I wanted to officially complain and follow the appropriate channels. So, and the gentleman was not over there with the signs. He stands closer to the door, so I did pick up the sign and walked back to show him what it was. And then when I took it back and gave it back to the lady, again, the woman wearing Miss Salsina's campaign T-shirt, and that was it. There was no tearing of signs. There was no stealing of signs or anything like that.
Hagan calls the Confederate flag signs an act of desperation on the part of the Salsina campaign.
To try and play the race card when, in fact, I received the endorsement of the Florida Sentinel Bulletin. So I think that's just a testament of their desperation.
But Salsina attributes Hagan's endorsement by that African-American-owned newspaper to quid pro quo.
22 years ago, as a member of Tampa City Council, I worked with Jan Platt, who was then on the Hillsborough County Commission. We had a joint city-county meeting, and we were successful in renaming Buffalo Avenue in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., which is where this library sits. It's also where WMNF sits, and it's on Martin Luther King Boulevard. I think that's significant. Ken Hagan renamed the College Hill Library in honor of C. Blythe Andrews, who's the head of the Florida Sentinel Bulletin. And then guess what? He just got the Sentinel Bulletin endorsement. I feel that he's doing these things just because he's running countywide. It's an election year, and it's not honest with the black community.
But Hagan says Salsina has her timeline reversed.
I received the endorsement before that took place. That's asinine. That action was after we had the endorsement interviews. The day of the endorsement interviews, and this is before the primary, we had the interviews. That very same day, I got a phone call telling me it was a unanimous endorsement, but that since neither one of us had primaries, they weren't going to publicly announce it until, you know, closer to the general election. And unless I'm mistaken, which I know I'm not, that action as far as renaming the library took place probably a month after that.
Besides Salsina and Hagan, Jim Hostler is also running, without party affiliation, for the District 5 countywide seat.